Hannah tries to show Bobby how she can play the violin. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. We rejoin Bobby and his family. Robert has gone to work early. He has plans. Craig is heading over to Trevor's house to see what sort of mischief those two can get into. Kathy has a lot of work to do. She has some papers that she needs to finish for an important court filing. It's a deadline. She's feeling a time crunch, and she needs to get that work done. So that leaves Bobby and, of course, Oscar to entertain themselves through the morning. At lunchtime, Bobby's mom told him that she had texted a message to Hannah's mother, Joanna. The plan is for Bobby to go visit Hannah at her house for the afternoon so that Kathy can finish up the work on these important documents. This was fine with Bobby. He was very much in favor of this, and he was already thinking about the video games that they could play on Hannah's Nintendo system. What shall we play? He was thinking. After lunch, Kathy walked Bobby around the block and watched him enter the front door of Hannah's house. Then Kathy went back to her office at her house to finish her work. When Bobby got inside Hannah's house, things were very different. This family had been very busy organizing things from their recent move, and things were very, very different. The living room had no TV, and the furniture was fancier. But the family room was outfitted for the kids to play. The family room was large. There were two big closets to store games and toys. The big screen TV was installed, and the furniture was very comfortable. There were several big cushions on the floor so that kids could sit on the floor and play video games in front of the big screen. For Bobby, this looked like an ideal setup for kids to have fun. Hannah suggested that this would be a good time to show Bobby her violin and how she can play the violin. And she pointed over to the side of the room, and there was a violin case, a chair, and a music stand next to the wall. Bobby said, well, why don't we do that after we play a game? How about we play some more Mario Brothers? Hannah said, okay, we can do that. So they looked at the game and the cartridges she had, and immediately Bobby saw the cartridge for Mario Kart 8. This was perfect. So he suggested it. Let's play Kart 8. Hannah thought, that would be great. So they put the cartridge in the machine and turned it on. Now, Hannah is getting to know Bobby pretty well, and she was thinking to herself that Bobby is probably going to want to play as Mario. And so she thought a great opportunity to avoid conflict and also maybe win would be for her to pick one of her favorite characters, Toad. Before Bobby could say anything about what character he wanted, Hannah said, I choose Toad. Bobby smiled broadly because that meant he could be Mario. Now, the reason for this is easy to understand. Hannah had played this game a lot. And she had played as many different characters. And she started out playing as the baby characters because they are slower and they're easier to control. But she's moved up and she likes Toad because Toad is faster but pretty easy to control. And some of the faster characters like Mario, well, they're fast, but they're hard to control. So she was happy with her choice of Toad because she knew she could stay in control and probably do pretty well with this game. Now, Bobby wasn't quite this analytical. He just wanted to go fast. So they commenced to play. And exactly as one would expect, the better controlled Toad character scored much better. Bobby was fast with his Mario character, but he couldn't keep it together. He couldn't maintain control. And so he didn't do very well at all. They played for quite some time, and Bobby got kind of frustrated. He wanted to win. He didn't want to just always lose to Hannah. That wasn't cool. Bobby suggested, maybe there'd be a different game. What other games do you have? And so the two of them started looking through the container that had the cartridges in it. And he saw Minecraft, and he saw Legend of Zelda. And he was trying to figure out which one would give him a better angle on this. Which one would he be better at? Maybe Minecraft, I'm not sure. As he was thinking that, Hannah turned to him and said, "This would be a good time while you're thinking about what we want to play. Let me play the violin for you and see what you think about that." Well, Bobby wasn't real impressed, but in order to keep the peace, in order to satisfy her, this was the second time she tried to play the violin for him. Instead of saying no, he said, "Sure." But the way he said "sure" was unenthusiastic. So Hannah went over to the violin case and opened it. She removed the violin and the bow. She tightened the bow so that it would work properly. And she sat in her chair. She sat up the way she would sit in her class. Straight upright, using good form, holding the bow the way she was taught to. She plucked the strings and they sounded pretty good. Just about the time she was putting the bow to the violin to make the first sound, there was a very loud noise outside. The windows were open because it was a nice cool day and the breeze was airing out the house, so it was nice to have the windows open. But there was this super loud noise outside. "What's that noise?" Bobby said. They both looked in the direction of the sound, and Bobby said, "Let's go look." Before Hannah could say anything, he's at the door, had turned the knob, and was exiting the room into the yard. And she found herself standing in the family room, holding the bow and the violin with no audience. So, without getting too upset, she put the violin back in the case, loosened the bow, put it away, and closed the case. She then followed Bobby out into the yard. When they got in the yard, what they saw was Bobby's dad, Robert. And he had put a bunch of tools on the ground. He had a wheelbarrow. He had a shovel. He had a post hole digger for digging holes. He had all the stuff he needed to put the gate in between their two yards. Oh, that's why he went to work early, because he was going to come home early and put in this new gate. So the kids came over and watched. He greeted them, but continued his work. He had put up a string to keep the alignment of the fence. He had cut the fabric of the fence, and the loud noise was a battery-powered saw that he used to cut off the top rail of the fence to the right gap so that he could put in this new gate. His plan was to remove one of the posts because it wasn't big enough. And then he would put in another post for the other side of the gate. And of course, he needed to put in the gate. So he had everything he needed, and he was busy working on these tasks: digging holes, lining things up, and the kids were watching. Now, while this was going on, Oscar was also watching. He was sniffing everything and wagging his tail. Oscar was enjoying this activity. Lots of new smells for him to analyze with his powerful sense of smell. When Robert was digging with the post hole digger, he hit something hard. Boom. So he pulled the tool out of the hole, got down on his knees, and reached far into the ground to pull this thing out that his tool had hit. It was an old bottle. He knocked the dirt off of it. It was shaped kind of like a ketchup bottle, but it was very odd. It was green. And as he knocked the dirt off of it, he read the word Heinz. This is an old ketchup bottle, but it's not a new ketchup bottle. It doesn't look like a modern ketchup bottle. This must be very old. How interesting. So he put the bottle aside. He hadn't decided what to do with that. And he continued digging. The kids watched all of this with interest. Bobby was thinking, how cool is it that his dad knows how to do all these things? And he was thinking to himself that when he's grown up, he'd like to be able to do things like his dad. Hannah was also quite interested because she likes adventure. She likes learning new things. And this was very different. People don't put gates in their yard every day, so she thought this would be very entertaining to watch. Robert lined up the posts, made the measurements, and he was satisfied. He braced the posts with boards and tied them with wire so that they would stay in the right position. And he checked it with a level to make sure that the posts were straight up and down, properly spaced for the new gate. When this was all done, he pulled the wheelbarrow up, opened the bag of concrete, and started mixing it with water using a hoe. When the concrete was ready to use, he dumped it in the hole around the new fence posts and positioned the concrete around those posts with a small shovel. When this was all done, he had used two bags of concrete. He had completed this, and now he needed to wait for that concrete to harden overnight. So he carefully brought the fence fabric together and wired it, taking care to not knock the fence posts out of place. But he wanted to close the fence because he figured that Oscar would go into the neighbor's yard if the fence was open. He then gathered up his tools and went back into the house. The kids now had nothing to watch, so they went back into Hannah's house to try to figure out what video game they're going to play next. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. In the next episode, Robert does the final installation of the gate. Hannah is going to give Bobby a lesson in Minecraft. We love comments, so please leave comments if you please. and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.